over the weekend, it was my birthday bender.
You guys want to hear about that shit. You want to hear about Francesca.
Right, we want to hear about what's going on. Top secret Navy SEALs mission to Cancun. We'll catch up. Couple old pals. If you love something, it's going to take work. Like, it's going to take time and effort and energy.
And lawsuits.
And it's not going to be easy. We didn't even know any of this stuff was happening. We were just taking it behind the scenes, like videos, just for like memory's sake. Welcome back. I'm sorry, we actually missed our first episode on Tuesday, but we kind of didn't miss it because this is coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
Because there's so much shit that went on.
They get two episodes over the course of 4 days now.
We're going to fucking crank this shit. But first off, before we kick it off, big shout out to Spencer McDaniel. Is that his name? Spencer McDaniel, you fucking champion. He made us a sign.
It's beautiful.
It's a good sign. You got the pyramids in it.
Everything. Yeah, Illuminati. He knew we're in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's sick. Like, this must have taken forever. I really appreciate it. Like, it's unfucking real. What a legend. What a great guy. His Instagram is Spencer McDaniel. So if you want something like this, hit up the dude. This is sick.
Hell yeah, dude.
It makes you look like a superhero, kind of. Like, your logo, when you save the day, it'll flash up on screen and you'll fly in with a cape.
It's probably what your guts look like right now after a week in Mexico.
Yeah. Also, if you listen to audio only, I'm wearing sunglasses because my eyes look like piss holes.
You have pink eye under those glasses.
Bro, these eyes have seen some shit. Like, it was the first, like, I haven't, yes, you guys know, I've been drinking for like 141 days.
And not drinking for 141 days.
And then, huh?
Not drinking. Yeah, oh, you said I've been drinking for 141 days.
It feels like it. But no, over the weekend, it was my birthday bender, Bazinga, in Tulum. The boys went crazy and some shit went down. And the first time drinking, and I feel terrible. I just worked out this morning. I vomited everywhere. It's not good. Alcohol isn't the vibe. I'm sick of it. You're on that vibe. You hate alcohol.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Do you drink? No.
Only if I'm with a chick and I don't want to look weird. But by myself or with you guys, I'm not drinking. I'm not doing cocaine. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. We are clean and sober over here. But it was a monster weekend. Thank you so much for all the birthday love. Everyone checking in. Everyone going on. But of course, I know why you're here. I know why you're checking in. What are you gonna say? What, you started smiling?
Nothing. There's a plot twist.
What is it?
I gotta tell him.
I gotta tell him.
You and Julia Rose are back together.
No, that's the plot twist. No.
Wait, that's not Julia Rose?
No. Stop. I'm kidding.
We'll cut that.
No. That's fine. Francesca is kind of back. Not really. And I need to clear it up.
Yeah, because I don't even know. Me and Ari don't even really know.
No one knows. I don't even know. I was on the Tap and Clips Instagram, and so I was like, if they say they're friends, I'm not listening. It's clickbait. I'm like, come on, man. Like, don't get angry at me. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, say we're engaged. We've got 40 kids on the way.
Yes.
And like, we just bought a house in Canada.
I know what I want you to do. Tell us the fucking truth.
No, I'm a lying little dog. No. Okay. So I'll walk you guys through it. I'm going to paint the picture first.
Okay.
We fly in, it's my birthday. I flew all my friends into Tulum. We had a great time. And if you haven't been to Tulum, it's beautiful. It's a great time. But that shit is expensive. You said you enjoyed it. But, bro, I spent $50,000 this weekend.
No way.
On a fucking weekend. Where we spent.
Did you take a private jet?
No. I flew commercial.
But you paid for everyone.
Yeah, I was like, it's my birthday.
I mean, that place looked fucking sick.
That place was nuts, bro.
50 G's.
But I didn't mean to. Like, my intention was not to. And also, I had my credit card scammed as well on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that happens in Mexico. Yeah,
bro, I go to this restaurant. I was like, damn, I better start using the Amex because fuck me, I'm racking up some points on the debit. I was like, sweet, let's use my credit card. And, bro, I wake up on my birthday morning, and it's just like, bing, $500 at Target. I was like, oh, this must be old charges coming through. Bing, $500 here. And, bro, up to 10 grand. And, because I kept waking up to, because I have my alerts on.
Oh, okay.
On my, I don't know if you have American Express, but it just, you can put a notification on, so every time you spend money, it tells you. So I was like, damn, this is weird. And they said, you just added your card to Apple Pay. I was like, fuck, I don't think I can do that. How do I do that? I was like, damn, I really figured it out. Like, I must have been a big night. Like, and then I fell asleep again, and I woke up, and there was, like, 20 more charges. And then I was like, this doesn't make sense. And then I was like, maybe I should just, like, call them. I tried to call them because my Amex is Australian. Didn't go through because it was, like, I don't know, some weird shit happened. I just didn't really have reception in Tulum. You don't really have cell phone reception. And then I was like, this is bizarre. And then I was like to Francesca, I was like, yo, is my credit card being scammed? And she's like, yeah, it looks like it. So I locked my card. They racked up 10K. She checked her credit card, racked up 8K. So whoever the fuck it is just fucking went crazy at Target. Target at Best Buy, because I think you just get like the gift cards or whatever.
Mm.
Fucking nuts. But that didn't account for
you can
for
get that reimbursed though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, apparently American Express is
amazing. Good like that.
Yeah, but cool. I haven't called them. I've been like too busy trying to find my fucking brains. I've ran out of brain cells. But anyway, so we flew in. The first night, I swear to God, I was like, this is going to be great. Like, we're in Mexico. It's cheap. It's going to be a good time. Bro, a 20-minute cab ride from where we were staying to where we were going, this dude charged me $100, 100 US. And I was like, I stopped. I was like, bro, come on, Carlos. Like, why are you charging us $100 for a 20-minute cab ride? I was like, I'll pay for you to have us for the whole weekend if you just don't rip us off. Like, I'll give you cheese if you just want to, like, look after the boys. He's like, no, sir. No. $100.
Damn.
Like, did you give...
He was like, I got more people you got I ripped can rip off. Yeah.
Bro, everyone fucked us. Cab ride back, $80. Cab ride there, $120. But then I started getting cocky because I was with Francesca and a couple of friends. So when I was drunk, because I had so much cash with me because I didn't know what to do. I just kept pulling cash out. We were there and the guy's like, $100. I was like, I'll give you 140. Fuck it. And Francesca's like, what are you doing? I was like, fuck, I don't care. I was like, you want money as well? I was like, here's $100 as well. I was so fucked. That's probably why I spent so much money.
Damn.
That was bad. But the first time we're out, $9,000 on a table. Jeez. I don't know why.
In Tulum, they charge you $9,000 for a table.
The first night, yeah.
Wow.
And we did that twice a day, every
day.
They
milked
you. The crazy thing is, if you probably like called in advance, they would have like gave you $9,000 to like show up at the club.
Bro, like, I should have DM'd him, like, please sponsor me. Like, give me a comp bottle or something.
They probably would have done it. That's like all these clubs do that shit. They would give you, they would have comp the whole thing.
I'm not a very good influencer. Like, I'm not very good at like doing this stuff. I was like,
they
fuck,
milk your save. Teats like a cow. They Bro, just sucked on your little teats for money.
Where did that come from?
Little money teats.
But if you go to Tulum, just carry cash. And also the ATM's like dodgy and shit.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, I was in Tulum in 2008 and I got a cab for $3.50.
See, that is a Tulum I've dreamed of.
20-minute cab, I'd pay 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. But then, like... It was just fully bizarre. And then I ordered IV drips for the boys because it was like day three and everyone was fucked. $250 a person.
That's US prices right there. I can get that right here for $250 a person.
I called my doctor up. I was like, yo, how much is a fucking IV drip? He's like, that's double the price.
Dude, you can just buy heroin for like $40.
Bro, it would have made me feel real, so much better.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was gorgeous. It was good times. The place that we stayed at was amazing. Really good group of friends, but the worst part is my birthday night. I just was at the table crying.
Aww.
No, like tearing up. They brought out like because I was thinking about my friendly past, Davido. I was just sitting there. I was like, damn, this shit's crazy. We just take this shit for granted. I'm sitting there crying. Francesca's like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, I'm just thinking about my boy. Like, this is so sad. But my best friend in the entire world, who you guys will meet on the podcast a little bit later on. Jacob surprised me. I haven't seen this dude in 2 years. They surprised me at the airport. There was like the birthday.
Oh, I saw the video
from
yeah,
the boys.
Great.
That was nuts, bro.
That's
like sweet. I haven't. This dude is like been through some shit. Like when the next podcast episode comes out, you'll hear his full story. Like he died for 3 minutes. We've been through everything together. I saved his life. Put him on my parents' farm. Like saved him. But anyway, you guys want to hear about that shit. You want to hear about Francesca, right? We want to hear about what's going on. What's going on, you little sausages? We are back with Manscaped. Now, Manscaped is a personal favorite of mine. I have been using the Lawnmower 4.0. I don't know why I said 4.0 on my nutsack. I have been keeping my shit nice, trimmed, looking good, feeling great, because you never know when you're going to have to whip out Big Jim and the twins. Now, my loves, Father's Day is around the corner. Now, if you want to treat your dad to a nice trimmed bush and a nice trimmed asshole for your mother, because we want her to have a good time. We want her to know that her man's is taking care of himself. Or maybe your boyfriend, maybe he's your daddy and you want to give him a beautiful Father's Day gift. Now is your time. We have a special code over at manscaped.com. If you want to grab the Lawnmower 4.0, it just launched, it just came out. It is good. I've legitimately been using it on my bits and bobs. It has a little light. It feels good. It doesn't cut or anything like that. It's very smooth, easy to use, and good for the business. It is designed to take care of the boys. Go over to manscaped.com, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN to look after your sausage and meatballs. There's also a weed whacker. If you don't want your dad to have a nice groomed balls, you'd use the weed whacker for your nose and ear hair. You know, if your dad has got some fucking dangly nose hair coming out, get that in there. Take care of his nose hair. Let's tidy him up. It's 2021. We want our dads and our daddies looking amazing. Get them ready for Father's Day. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code TAPIN. And don't forget, you came from your dad's balls this year. Show your original home some love with Manscaped. So I like to parade around in my underwear every single day. And we're big fans of wearing undies over here. We don't like the free ball. So that's why we're back, better than ever, with our beautiful friends at Parade. You've heard of them before if you listen to the podcast. They're the number one. They have super soft, sustainable, and creative basics. I'm looking at the website right now, and there's some beautiful bums on this website. So Parade has sold over 1 million pairs of underwear, and now they are ready to add the next layer to their world of creative basics, their bralettes. If this is the first time you're hearing about them, the bralettes have no imprints or digging. They're just unbelievably comfortable, weightless, super soft fabric, and they have their own airband technology. I'm actually wearing a bralette right now. So are the boys. We love wearing them. They keep the boobs nice and snug. It's like having a nice warm hug from your mother. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off any purchase over $40 with code TAPIN, or go to www.yourparade.com/TAPIN and refresh your top drawer with a colorful, comfortable, creative basics. Look after those tatas. Look after your little peach. Make them creative. Make them colorful and make sure that they're comfortable. Go to yourparade.com/tapin.
We want to hear about Francesca.
If you have any questions, fire them away. But I'll just kick things off. Okay?
Yeah.
First off, I keep seeing this comment everywhere. Oh, the second season of the show must be coming out. They're doing it for publicity. Like, first off, Susan, we find out when the second season show comes out, when you find out. It's like, it's not like I've got some like internal ties with season two. Like, it's a completely different cast. Like, we don't know what's going on. We found out when you found out. I texted Francesca. Let's go through the timeline. I texted Francesca the year since the show aired. We didn't know that them and stuff broke up. We didn't know what was going on with them. Texted it just in like a friendly way, like as a friend. Good guy. Trying to be a good guy because the past year I've been a bit of a dick. So then we started talking. She's gone through it. She's getting a whole bunch of hate. So I flew to Cancun on like a Navy SEALs, like top secret, like type of mission.
Yeah, that you did.
Yeah, I flew in with like no plans for anything.
Should I play the audience our little behind the scenes video?
What's the behind the scenes video? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a great little behind the scenes. So for the people listening, me and Harry were having, after we finished recording, we were just talking about his little secret Mexico trip, and yes. I had kept the cameras rolling, and he, Harry, he's into manifesting, right? Or just maybe just not being honest with himself, and Here is a clip from before his top secret Mexico trip. Here's a little something he said.
In case we decide to release it.
What do you mean?
Oh, like, is there anything that you... What's that?
Like I've been sprung. Hey, guys. Here's what happened.
So I fucked it. I shouldn't have manifested it. I keep talking and it keeps, shit keeps happening. But okay. So the goal was with that trip was we're going to keep it top secret. People aren't going to know that we're talking. But we kind of like alluded to it with our TikToks. I understand that. We fucked up. We're not very good at this stuff. So I was like, you know, we'll top secret Navy SEALs mission to Cancun. We'll catch up. Couple old pals.
Yeah.
Hanging out. Just making
how come,
sure.
How come Cancun to catch up? Why not like Toledo, Ohio or something?
Well, she's having some visa issues. Oh, okay. So she couldn't really get in. So I was like, no, I can fly willy-nilly. Like,
I think you should have caught up in Tijuana, neutral ground.
On international waters. We should have both got like yachts. Exactly. There'd be no paparazzi. Yeah.
I hope you've social distanced the whole time.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, so it was top secret Navy SEALs mission. I go to Cancun. I was I'm posting a single thing. We go to dinner to a place I've never heard of, never been there before, didn't know where we were going. Her friends organized it. We pull up. I didn't realize we got sprung. It was a targeted strike.
So you got sprung.
We got sprung. Like I said in the podcast, we got sprung. We didn't realize. We didn't know what was going on. We were waiting in line to go into this restaurant. So there was a nice little sneaky man with his camera in the bush. No idea he was there because it was pitch black. I had no idea anyone was there. I would have been hiding my face because I was like, look, we want to figure this stuff out, figure out what's going on and make sure we're friends and we don't hate each other after a year of just being pure toxic mess. So that was a goal. That happened. And then we're like, you know what? Fuck it.
So there's a guy in the bush?
There's a guy in the bush.
Was it the Hollywood Fix?
And Fletcher comes up. All right, what's going on? So that happened. Then the photos got obviously leaked. And then I posted a selfie. I was like, oh, West Hollywood. I was trying to be funny. And it was obviously Cancun. And then from that point, obviously people knew because the press come out and all this stuff. So our goal from the start was to keep it quiet, keep it off social media and go from there. But as things progress, as TMZ caught me out, as these things got out, shit got leaked. So guys, if you're listening, the goal is to like start as friends and build up a relationship from that point forward. Because this person was my best friend, my entire best friend. And I just know when Francesca's in my life's a whole bunch better. Like, she makes my life so much better. She's, like, genuinely, we had some great memories, and she's a great person to be around.
Do you know what I think would fix it, everything? Why are you laughing? I have a great idea.
Because I saw you smile behind your mic, and I was like, he's got something dumb to say.
No, this is a real suggestion. I think what would make your...
What is it?
I think you guys should rent a house together, but you shouldn't sleep with each other while you're in the house, and then build a relationship. You can't touch each other.
Yeah, should they be like,
and if you touch each other, you have to Venmo me and Ari money.
That would be a great show idea.
That's a good show idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched that.
That'd be too hot to handle for sure. Okay, where the fuck was I going? Cancun, we got sprung. Shit happened. Okay, Tulum, Yo Menage. I fly in with the boys. Crazy. She was coming down anyway. Coincidence. Who would have thought? She's there. We're there. We're hanging out. It's a good time. We're taking photos. It's a jolly old time. So if you're listening, we don't know what's going on. The goal was when we broke up when we were trying to figure out the first time, like the relationship was super difficult. It was super hard because we had a completely private relationship for that entire like time that the show was being made and everything like that. We kept it off social media. And then the show aired. The whole world was watching. People saying this, people saying that, people talking in your ear, people saying this stuff in your ear. We didn't know how to deal with it. I don't know what to do. We're like, okay, cool. We need to start as friends and build that relationship from the ground up because we missed some serious foundations and like building blocks from the time we met. Like, it was straight in the deep end. You're on a reality show. Damn, I'm in love with this person. I'm trying to get her pregnant. Yeah.
That happens to people sometimes, like when a show comes out. No, for real. Like my friend was on a show, and like every single one of the cast members had a boyfriend or girlfriend. Yeah. And then when the show came out, every single person broke up.
Because it's hard. You have the entire world and people telling you. Like, and also like old friends, like, or people in LA, like, oh, I heard this, or I knew she did this, or I heard Harry did this. Like, you hear that about someone, like about your best friend and someone you love so much, like you start questioning shit. You're like, fuck, maybe like I shouldn't trust him. Maybe I don't know what's going on. It's super difficult. So when we broke up, when we were trying to figure out the first time, or before we broke up, I was like, we need to start fresh. Like, we need to start from the ground up and figure this shit out, because we missed so many fundamental steps. I don't really know you. I don't know how to communicate. I don't know how to talk. So I feel like that year apart was exactly what we needed. We needed to grow. We needed time apart. We needed to figure out what we want as humans. Now, if you're annoyed that I'm not saying that we're together or like dating, then I'm sorry. I'm not doing this for you, you silly sausage. We are trying to figure it out as friends. Like, again, as I said, I just know life is so much better with her in it. That's it. Like, having my best friend back and that person to talk to all the time is the best feeling. And knowing that I have someone in my corner and someone that I started this whole journey with back in my life is a great feeling. I'm sweating.
That's great. I like that.
That was good?
That's good. That's good. I like that. I'm happy for you.
But...
I'm going to make a highlight reel of every bad thing you said about her. And post it.
I have some follow-up questions.
Yeah, go.
And you don't have to answer them, or we could edit them out. Did you guys make out? Did you guys kiss on the lips?
Yes. There's a video. Her friend posted a video.
Did you sleep in the same bed?
I can't confirm or deny these things.
Okay. Did either of you say I love you to the other person? And you meant it, and I love you more than friends. Not like I would say I love you.
Yes.
Aw. Yeah. So nice.
I want a girlfriend now. Yeah.
What? Hey, we don't date. It's
okay, here's okay. If you, a beautiful woman slid into your DMs right now and said, hey, Harry, would you like to go on a date with me? Would you say, no, I'm seeing someone? Or would you say, sure, let's go on a date?
Well, I'm not looking to date.
Okay, if she said, I'd like to come over and just spend some time with you. No.
No, I have my right hand.
and your left one's on your cock.
Or would you say, oh, I'm kind of talking to someone right now?
I just don't know. It's it's a very confusing area. We haven't seen each other for a year. We have still so much to learn about each other, and something that we've both been working on like seriously hard through this whole time is that communication. We were never good at that, and we'd always fight because we didn't know how to talk to each other about stuff and like get it off our chest. And what I've realized is that if you love something, it's gonna take work. Like, it's gonna take time and effort and energy.
And lawsuits,
and it's not gonna be easy. Like, billionaires don't become billionaires because it's easy. They work hard, they push through it, they push through the struggles, and they make shit happen, and then they're where they need to be. Same as like relationships and love. That shit has been the hardest, most rewarding relationship I've ever been in. And I know when I was with her, I was the happiest I've ever been. And I knew my sole purpose was just to make her life better. And that's what I'd always try and do. I'd wake up and figure it out. But when we were together, I was a fucking boy. Like, I was a child. I hadn't been through the amount of shit I've been through now.
You were skinnier, too.
I was so skinny.
So is she stoked that you're all jacked now?
Yeah, she kept grabbing my arm. She's like, damn, he's huge. I was like,
nice. Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I'm happy for you. That's great.
But we had a great weekend. I'm not trying to upset anyone. I'm not trying to, like, give anyone false hope. Will we end up together? Will we not? Like, will we end up being best friends? I don't know. It is still a very gray area. All I know is we're friends. We're figuring it out. And we're going from there.
So how does Tana play into this whole thing?
Tana texted Jake. she's been hanging out with Lil Xan again. I started a downward trend. It's meant to be hot girl summer, and now everyone's going back to their exes. It's a terrible decision that I made, and I'm sorry for anyone listening. Also, exciting news. My sister had a baby boy.
Congratulations.
It was like on my birthday, I think. I woke
Rose?
Up. Yeah, Rosie. Yeah.
Nice.
It was a month early, but everything's good. His name is Rio.
He's apparently
really long like me, so he's going to be a little legend.
Hell yeah, dude.
I can't wait to be the worst uncle. He's going to be like just a little shit once I get a hold of him.
That's awesome. Are you going to go visit?
Yeah, I really want... I was... Because it was meant to be like next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But it came early, so I was... I was trying to figure out how to get home and like make sure I was there for
there's all that COVID delivery stuff, right?
Yeah, it's hard. I need to get like a vaccine card and stuff to get through, or like not do the quarantine or whatever. But anyway, I was messaging everyone. I was sending so much love out.
Dude, I loved it. It was awesome.
Bro, one of the boys was crying at the end of the trip because I thought he was crying over a girl because he was really trying to sleep with this girl. And they were on the rooftop together. They had like a naked photo shoot all day, like doing the craziest shit. But I was like, damn, he's really trying. And he's like, yeah, I love this girl. So I thought he was crying. So he calmed down. He sent us a video of the group chat of him like crying. And I'm like, damn, like I started laughing. He's like, no, bro, like I'm crying because like it's been such a beautiful trip with beautiful people. I was like, damn, I feel like a piece of shit. What was I saying? I think I was like, just saying I was proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like...
Let's fucking go! You're a legend, bro. HBO is your bitch. Don't get nervous. You are who you are. Look yourself in the mirror. You are where you're meant to be.
Wait, what?
That's some Charlie Rocket stuff.
I'll order you a pyramid from that guy. And we're gonna dream bigger. We're gonna dream bigger. Because this shit is too easy, bro.
I loved it, dude.
Bro, the music in the back. Bro, at that point, I was on a table with a bottle of champagne. Bro, every club we went to, I swear to God, would be sitting
down. I saw like 40 photos of you standing on tables this week.
Bro, we didn't sit down, like, whatsoever. Like, all the boys, we legit, like, were on the table. Like, every single place we'd just walk into. It'd be like a full-on restaurant. Like, people were having, like, their meals. It'd be like 8 o'clock.
The concierge is trying to, like, check people in at the hotel, and you're just standing on the...
Bro, we were fucked up. Like, imagine 8 grown men just standing on a table. They bring champagne. You're just trying to have dinner. Like, have your nice little beef taco. And I just fucking... spray you in the face with champagne. Like, I was so bad, bro. That's why I was so expensive. Bad.
Damn. I'm happy for you, though, because you've clearly just been grinding like a maniac, so it's nice to be able to blow off steam.
Yeah, it's good, but it just also reminds me, like, yo, like, it's a good reset, you know, like, the 141 days, like, I was feeling good, feeling great, working my hardest, and now I'm like, okay, I don't want to go out and keep getting fucked up. Like, I don't want to keep drinking. Like, it's not... productive. Like, it's such a step backwards for me, but it was a good reset.
It's drinking the way it's intended to be.
Yeah,
it's just blow off some steam and then you get back to business.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah,
keep moving forward.
Let me be clear, drinking the way it's intended to be is to have a glass of red wine before bed, not to binge drink for a weekend on your birthday. That's not the way it was intended to be.
I think that's the right way to do it.
That's a very mature way to go about things.
Thank you.
If I was like a fucking 4 or 5 day bed, that was just, you're right, it was terrible.
It was fun. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah,
and you deserve it.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah. Being sweet. Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be a big year, like 24, golden year. We're going fucking crazy. Had some good meetings. Things are moving forward. But I'm just, most importantly, I'm just glad things are good with Frankie. Also, with this publicity shit, I've been thinking about this. If I knew this was going to happen, rest assured, me and Frankie, and if it was just for publicity, we would have made sure that, like, we had a YouTube video, podcast, OnlyFans, sex tape collab situation going on.
Yep.
Would have been a million TikToks, a million photos, like a proper photo shoot. We didn't even know any of this stuff was happening. We were just taking about behind the scenes, like videos and like flicks, just for like memory's sake. But I just don't want anyone to think that it's like not pure and intentional. Like, again, like we've been trying to keep it completely offline and off social media, like, because it doesn't belong there. Like, it belongs like to develop as it should as a normal relationship, and then hopefully once it gets to that point where it's like, but again, like, I will post her when I'm with her, because like, damn, like, that's my best friend, and I was so proud of her. Like, I always get excited when I'm with her, and over the weekend I was like, shit, like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I post all my friends, and like, she happened to be there, and she's lit.
If it's for publicity too, there's plenty of people you can sleep with for publicity. It would actually, you'd get more publicity if you're hooking up with a new person.
From the show?
Just like in life. You could go bang.
If it was planned out, you would have told us, because you have a big mouth that you can't keep shut.
Also, we do want to get Frankie on once she gets back. Once they let her in. Like, she's in Miami at the moment looking at condos and stuff. Yeah, she's just working on herself and stuff like that. I'm not sure when I'll see her again, but again, for the fans of the show, people listening, everything's good. No ill intentions. I'm not There's no like bad juju energy going on. Like, we're just trying to start from scratch.
Does she listen to the podcast?
No, but her fan pages do, and they keep fucking me up. They keep sending her
what
clips.
If, like, we meet her and she, like, hates us because we keep joking about it?
Nah, you guys will be fine.
Okay, good.
But her fan pages keep, like, there's this one that keeps, like, sending clips, and I have to explain, like, what's going on.
You're our boy and we're loyal, so like she's dead to us forever. You know what I mean? Like we don't forget about beefs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, as soon as she comes in here, you guys just spear tackle her.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for the emergency episode. Thank you for tuning in. I hope I cleared up any questions or whatever you guys need. But if you have any more questions, tweet at me, DM me, DM the Tap In page, drop a comment, show some love, send the boys some nudes. I don't know. Let's make this week amazing. Happy Friday. Hope you're ready for a great weekend. Hope you're ready to run it up. If you do have a drink, drink responsibly.
And subscribe. We're almost at 100K. Let's push.
Push
dude.
That shit. Tell your friends.
Pump that shit up.
Go crazy. And this weekend, please don't have sex with your ex. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you on Tuesday.